Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Timothy Hodge.
How you doing, man?
How you doing? It's Cavell.
Cavell, how's it going, man?
Oh, man, everything is lovely. Everything's lovely. It's a beautiful day out here in Seattle, man. The birds are chirping, everything.
Glad to have you on, man. Do me a favor, Cavell. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, man.
Oh, man, you know, in case you've been under a rock for the past year or so, it's C-A-V-E-L-L, Cavell, coming at you live, you know, full speed, with no brakes. Our Seattle-based artist, but with a worldwide sound, a sound that everybody can relate to.
Okay. So let me know and let my listeners know a little bit about yourself, man. Let us know when you started singing, who told you to sing, like, who told you to sing, and, you know.
Well, I've been singing pretty much since I slid out the womb. My father was a vocalist. He was in a band with Kenny G, another Seattle-based jazz musician, real famous jazz musician. And you know, my dad basically, you know, taught me how to sing since a youth, a young age. So I've been singing pretty much all my life. I've known what I wanted to do all my life. I've been performing in front of people all my life, you know, thanks to my mom and dad. So, you know, they pretty much started me off singing as a youth, a young age.
Mm-hmm. So musically, who were some of your influences?
Musically, well, I have to say my father, first and foremost. He's one of the most talented vocalists that I've ever, you know, had the pleasure of being around. As far as the industry goes, I would have to say R. Kelly is definitely one. His creativity definitely pushes me to another level, you know, and inspires me to do different things with my voice and my vocals. Definitely got to give it to the old school, the soul, obviously. Al Green, Ron Isley, you know, without that soul, I wouldn't be able to, you know, reach a different level. John Legend, definitely one of my influences. He's just different all around. He's like no other. You know, his music is different. His music is meaningful. And I like to put that in my music so I can definitely relate to him and look up to him as an artist.
Now, what are you currently doing right now? What are you currently working on, man?
Well, I'm currently working on my album, which is set to release July of 2011. It's called Body Language. That's my blood, sweat, and tears right now is that body language. I chose to name it Body Language because body language is like the only thing that I can make a clear distinction between what's actual and artificial. You know, I feel like body language is the only thing left that can't be programmed. Everybody has their own way of showing body language, and no one's body language is exactly the same. So, you know, it's authentic and genuine. And I felt as if the material of my album reflected the elements of that. So that's what I chose to name it.
And this is the album that I'm on, right?
Excuse me?
This is the album that I'm on?
Yeah, the album is near completion. It's near completion, but I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I want to get the last few elements of it, you know, really, really polished, really well before I release it to the public.
Okay. All right. So far, man, what do you see yourself 5 years from today?
5 years today, hopefully, if I'm blessed enough, I definitely want to see myself. I definitely want to see myself continuing to do exactly what I'm doing, you know, what I love to do. And that's being a fixture in this music industry, you know, making an influence on those that just like the ones before me, you know, really influencing those who are trying to do what I do. You know, hopefully Grammys, you know, hopefully, you know, being able to inspire and touch those light years away from me. But, you know, just being successful and not successful in the element of finance or popularity. But success to me means, you know, reaching those who don't believe in themselves and need a leader. Those who don't feel like they're good enough, because I felt like that at one point. I felt like I wasn't good enough. And those, you know, that those before me made me realize that I was good enough to do this. So hopefully, you know, I just see myself really influencing and touching and inspiring those that are going to come after me, like those have inspired me, you know, before me. That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Okay, so what's next for you, man? Besides the album and everything else, what's next? What's next for about?
Well, I plan on releasing. Actually, I plan on giving you some exclusive music. It's a single that I plan to release mid-March, but I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you beforehand. I kind of want to give it to you today, and you know, let you release it to the public and get some feedback, and so they can feel me, and I can feel them, and I can know exactly where I need to be in this music industry. And the song is actually entitled "Play That Song." It's a real, real hot single produced by the Writer's Block. A real, 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 real hot, talented production team, writing team. They release material, individual material as well. So it's a real hot single. I wanted to give it to you, you know, exclusively to you, you know, only you. You're the first person. You'll be the first person to get it. And you know, just to see what the public is, how the public will respond to it.
Right. I'll definitely love to have it, man. Definitely.
Absolutely, it'd be a joy to give it to you. I also got a little sneaky Valentine's Day release. "All to Myself" is the title of that one. You know, like play that song. I want to get some feedback from the public. You know, so they can place me in the right place. Because without the fans, you know, there is no Cavill without the fans. They should place me where I need to be. They should crown me. They should dub me. They should do what I need to, you know. They should put me where I need to be. So
all right.
I'm going to release that on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, get that over to me, man. I'll be glad to play it before March even gets hit, man. Nevertheless, man, give your websites out, man. Let the listeners find out more information about you.
Say that one more time.
Give your website out. Let the listeners know where they can find out more information about you.
Oh, you can check me out on YouTube. You can check me out on, just type in Deeper, Cavill Deeper. You can check me out on Facebook, Cavill Todd. You can check my label out, ChooseUpENT.com. We're in the process of reconstructing that and getting it the way we want it to look and giving it a fresh new look, a fresh new start. But you can definitely check me out and some of my label mates on ChooseUpENT.com. I'm gonna stay in your face. I'm staying in everybody's face. I'm gonna constantly be releasing new music, you know, so I can really relate and really stay in the public's eye. Do you currently have Play That Song, or do I need to send that off to you?
Send it to me. I don't think I have it. Send it to me.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Easy. It might be titled "Your Love," but the actual name of the song is "Play That Song."
Okay, I think I have that. I think Helen sent that to me. But I didn't have the opportunity to upload it to the switchboard because I was running late. So I wanted to be here on time, and, you know, I like to be late. It doesn't look good on your end. But, you know, I wanted to be here on time for this interview with you. But I'll definitely get it up next segment so I can spin it for you. And I'll definitely, you know, this is, you know, introducing, you know, new artist Cavelli. And I'll definitely introduce the track.
Absolutely. Good, absolutely.
And so, man, go ahead and give you a shout-out, man.
Oh, well, man, you know, definitely shout-out to the whole Seattle, Washington. Without them, I'd be nothing. Shout-out to The Business. I've been working real close with them, another Seattle-based platinum production team. They're real hot right now. Shout-out to the Writer's Block. Shout-out to another platinum producer, West Coast Stone. Shout out to Ken Rax. Shout out to Choice Jones, the founder of Choose Up Entertainment, my inspiration as well. Shout out to Lashley Regina. Shout out to Haylene. Shout out to KJ Star. Shout out to Infinity, a hot label mate of mine. A hot label mate of mine. I got another single on that's going to be releasing called Rich and Famous that he's just scorching on. So shout out to him. Shout out to Tim, you know, Tim Lodge, man, for putting me down. I definitely appreciate this opportunity. You know, I definitely appreciate this opportunity all the way out here in the West Coast to the East Coast, you know. Definitely appreciate that.
No problem, man. No problem, man. About anything for my friend Howard, man. We'll be long time friends, man. So anything for her, man.
Absolutely.
But nevertheless, man, hopefully we can connect like that, man. Again, I have your contact info, man. I'll definitely be in touch with you, man, if that's okay, man. I'll definitely be in touch with you from time to time, man. And I'll definitely hit you up, text you with my info, man, so you can give me a call anytime, man. You know, you need something new to be here, you know. Or you need an interview, man, just hit me up, man.
Absolutely. You're locked in. Consider yourself locked in.
All right, man. I'll hit you with my info, man. It was value, man. Good. Thanks for talking about the show, man. And once again, man, you're welcome back by any time, man. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, man. You be safe, man.
All right.
Like everybody thinks and figured it out, but every time they
No, I'm coming right now. Oh, we have life.
I did exclusive.
No what?
That I can put that I put my accountant in, account number stuff is that my part of YouTube like they send the people with modern bullshit. They just send that that lost like and I'm not. I'm
going
to take a pill. Get out. Get out my room. 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 Cece, get out my room.
Why are you in my face?
What did you do in my office?
We're going to do our office.
Get out my room.
Why is this the IRS?
Let's get away from this. Enough. No. Get out my room.
Oh, wait, you about to get off? Getting off, man?
Well, no, just go to start and start the computer.
Why?
Just go to start. Yes, you're in that program. Yes, you do. I should have done it. No,
well,
I restarted.
Look. Once again, I'm looking.
Which one's on me?
I was just her energy.